sex, and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, your host. Today, my question for you is, have you ever considered going green in your life? I want to just talk about what going green means to me. I have a solar power water heater in my house, and I use a green pesticide company, which is one of my commercials, Ladybug. And that means that this company employs only organic chemicals and powders when they spray my house for pests that I don't want, flying insects and such. But recently I heard about this thing called eco-sex. And I thought to myself, what the hell is eco-sex? Does that mean green? How can I be green about my sexuality? I have no idea what this means. It intrigued me a lot because I am very conscious about the environment and green. So my guest today is going to tell me and you exactly what ecosexuality is and if it even means green. That's what we're looking at today. Her name is Tina Marie Bernard, and she's a top-rated writer and blogger of sex, love, and relationships. Her articles can be read at a variety of online and print resources, including greenprofit.com. I guess we're here. Here we are, green. She can also be found at Sexist Magazine, OpenSalon.com, Examiner.com, the San Diego Jewish Journal, ShareWick.com, and many others. She's the mother of two, and she leads workshops with crazy, racy titles, such as How to Have Casual Sex with Your Husband. I love that. She's originally from California. She's traveled and lived in Europe and the Middle East, and she currently calls Israel her home. You can find her on Facebook, on Modern Love Muse, and at TinaMarieBernard.com. So, Tina Marie, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you and have you clear up what this eco-sex is.
Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. Let me just start with my own journey into the field of ecosexuality. About a year and a half ago, early 2010, I started writing for GreenProfit.com. And that is the leading English language environmental website in the Middle East. So the audience is all throughout the Middle East, as well as the United States, Great Britain, Australia, Canada. And what's really special about Green Profit is that you have writers from all demographics and religions writing for the website. So you have Jewish writers, Muslim writers, atheist writers, who all have some kind of a passion for the environment as well as for smoothing over relationships in the Middle East. And you can imagine that's a very intriguing and necessary, very powerful platform to blog together. The editor approached me about in early 2010. We were friends or contacts on a Yahoo writing group. I had just moved to the Middle East for a few years with my family. And she said, why don't you start writing about green love? And neither of us really knew what that meant. And so I had...
Wait a second. Did she make that up? Did she make up the term green love? Or was that really a term?
Well, she knew that I was a relationship writer. And so she just pitched the... This idea came and she said, you know, I'd like to write about relationship stuff with a green angle, green love, you know. And so, you know, I said to... I wanted the position so badly. I wanted to write for them. My curiosity, just like yours, was completely piqued. So I got online and I started to do some research and I came across this term ecosexuality. And truly, there are very few people writing about this. I can tell you, Annie Sprinkle and her partner Beth Stevens consider themselves sex ecologists. There's a woman who I consider a mentor. Her name is Stephanie Iris Weiss. She wrote a book that was published in 2010 called Echo Sex, Go Green Between the Sheets and Make Your Love Life Sustainable. And there's a few people here and there writing about it. So it's really what's amazing about this topic is that it's brand new. The term ecosexuality was coined sometime in the mid-2005 timeframe. I've heard people say, you know, Greenpeace coined it. Some other people say, you know, tree hugger.
So I'm just getting the vastness of this as you speak.
Yes.
It's when you mention that Greenpeace coined it, or somebody is saying, you know, go green between the sheets, make your love life sustainable, but you're talking about peace in the Middle East. You know, this is like, I'm going, okay, I get it. I mean, I have a dear friend that I've interviewed a number of times on the show, Dr. Judy Koryansky, and she's always bringing Tantra to, you know, places like the Middle East, or places like she brought tantric practices to the children of Sri Lanka after the tsunami when they lost parents and other members of their families and stuff. So I guess I'm just adding this together. If we use eye gazing practices, or if we use touching the heart of people, or if we break through with our sensuality and sexuality in connection, I'm getting my arms around it. This is what you're talking about.
It's huge. Okay. Cause you know, it encompasses the basics. For example, what kind of lubrication do you use? Most couples at some point in their intimate lives need to use lubrication. They're reaching for stuff that's over the counter oftentimes. And 90% of those over the counter products, which their physicians will recommend, have products that were originally designed to use either as an oven cleaner or to grease your car engine.
Yes,
and these products are known to be skin irritants. They could be carcinogenic. They could be causing pain upon intercourse, and you know the whole cycle that can lead to. A woman feels pain during intercourse because there's the vaginal dryness. She puts a product in her body that exasperates the vaginal irritation, and so a cycle is created. It's a negative cycle. There are very many ways to look at it from the very practical, which is oftentimes how I introduce it to people. Look on the back of that lubrication that you're using. If there's a product on there that says has a methyl or an ethyl on there, do not put it in your body. If the glycerin is not a vegetable form of glycerin, do not put it in your body. If it has sulfites or sulfates, do not put it in your body. The genital region is incredibly sensitive. Skin absorbs ingredients and compounds and chemicals that are bad for you far better, more efficiently than taking something orally. So many environmentalists aren't even aware of the risks or complications of everyday pleasure aids. The vibrators that you use, you know, does it have phthalates in the plastic? If it does, well, gosh, we know that those things are problematic. What kind of shampoo are you using? What about your makeup? So very basic level ecosexuality is changing your behaviors that relate to your intimate life, making choices that are more friendly for you, that are safer for you. So green sex is safer sex, and it's more fun sex. But this is a whole paradigm shift. It is. It's amazing. So this is one small piece of the pie. You mentioned Tantra. There's a whole other idea about reconnecting ourselves soulfully with the planet. Now, whether or not you are somebody who is spiritual or religious or not, we can all agree that there's a consciousness we can bring into our personal lives.
We're actually going to pause there for a second, because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this part of it, the whole way of connecting ourselves to each other and then to each other being on the planet, and what kind of a revolution that could cause if we got that conscious. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And today, my guest is Tina Marie Bernard, who is on this show with me. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. She's on a kibbutz somewhere in Israel, and we're talking about echo sex and going green in your sex life. And it means everything from things you would use on your body or in your body to how you would treat others, not only your lover. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that. So please stay tuned.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today my show is so interesting to me. I hope it's as interesting to you. I'm on with Tina Marie Bernard, and we're talking about going green between the sheets and going green in the rest of your life in your relationships, what that would mean. So, Tina Marie, we're back, and you just started to get into some really amazing stuff there. So let's go with where you were going. You were talking about what it means when people of all different nationalities and all different races are connecting and in a way that's huge.
Yes. Ecosexuality also, if you're a sexologist, like, for example, Annie Sprinkle calls herself a sex ecologist or an ecosexologist, that understanding that there are many aspects to this topic, and one of them is the spiritual component. So to use language that is more palatable to, say, the non-religious crowd or listener, the idea that we can approach our relationships with a certain level of consciousness and that doesn't incorporate our partner, but thinking of the long-term ramifications for the actions that our sexual behaviors or how we interact with one another. So it's sort of tapping into the zeitgeist of the environmental movement vis-a-vis our intimate lives. And, you know, you mentioned Tantra a few moments ago. There, the idea of Tantra, of consciousness, of elevating our awareness or tapping into something deep within and understanding that that deep withinness also is, we're grounded in to some level to Mother Earth. Now, some people say we have to treat the planet as our lover. How I describe ecosexuality also, is my little tagline that I've coined is this, is that Mother Earth does not need humanity to survive, but we need her. So we better make sure she comes first. And I mean that figuratively and also tongue in cheek. And so there's that the spiritual, mental, psychological component to ecosexuality that says, let's be conscious and cherish one another. And also think about how our sex lives transfer in some way to this planet that we're all sharing together. And for some, that is a very spiritual process.
Well, I've heard of Annie Sprinkle and her lover going to Venice to bond with the canals. And I've heard of her going to other places. I mean, she's the person I think that I've heard the most traveling around and bonding with the ocean. And,
yes.
And then also, Barbara Corellis talks about having raingasms and subwaygasms. And I mean, Barbara's a good friend of mine, and she tells people they can have orgasms about everything. So there's some humor in it, and some, what you said, figurative, like imagery. I think you're talking about a much more serious level here than just having a raingasm.
I'm talking about it whatever floats people's boat. If you are listening to this right now and all you want to do is make sure that you're having safer sex, or you're a woman, for example, that has vaginal irritation upon intercourse, look at the compounds that you're using. Look at your playthings. Evaluate the toys that you're using, you know, or the condoms that you're using. Think about your tree humper. How do you want to best prevent pregnancy in a way that's not harmful to your body or the planet? And if you are also somebody who's interested in sacred sexuality, understand that there's a connection to the environment, spirituality, and lovemaking.
I want to ask you a few questions before you go moving. Please say slowly the names of those things that are in toys again, and the things that are in lubricants that people should be wary of. Start with the toys.
Okay, so the number one thing to think about with an adult toy, with a vibrator or something like that, is to avoid phthalates or BPA. It's an agent that's used to harden the plastics. They have now found, a few years back, they voluntarily removed baby bottles that had phthalates in them. They have linked them to a variety of sexual health and other ailments, low birth weight. Natural News is a good website to learn more. I've written about them to some degree on greenprofit.com. So look for, if you're interested in purchasing a vibrator, one that is free of this toxic compound. Some people prefer, if they want to be more environmentally conscious, a vibrator that is rechargeable with a very long charge shelf life, or solar powered, or glass or wooden dildos, because those are, again, less toxic. Find things that are sustainably harvested. So ecosexuality also says, where do these materials come from? Were they made in a way that fairly compensated the person who produced them? So it's a very vast topic, but the compound, the number one problematic is the phthalates. One way you can tell if it's not safe is if it has a very strong smell. If it has a strong smell, that's a chance that it's got compounds in it that are still leaching out, and they're not things that you want in your hoochie mama.
That's like the kind of smell, like I remember as a kid, if I didn't play with dolls too often, but occasionally I can remember the smell of the rubber of a doll. So you're talking about that kind of smell. It's just like, it's like a rubbery, plasticky kind of smell.
Yeah, rubber is different from plastic. You know, natural rubber is not a problem if it's sustainably harvested and it's processed in a way that doesn't put additional chemicals in there. So let's talk about condoms in a second. I'm talking about toys. If they're made from plastic and they have a strong plasticky smell, that's a sign that you can use to avoid them. Don't purchase that.
But they're in packages. They're in packaging.
Yes. And so companies that make environmentally friendly, Eva's Fantasy has a division that of toys that are environmentally friendly. Good Vibrations has their own line of toys that are environmentally friendly. GoodCleanLove.com was started by a friend of mine whose name is Wendy Storkar. She started her company because she herself was experiencing side effects with toys and agents. And so she realized through her own personal experience about 10 years ago that there were these problems. So these are places where people can shop online.
Now condoms and then lubricants. We're going to condoms. I know that there are people are allergic to latex. There are people who are allergic to latex. And so there's more. There must be more. You know more.
I wrote an article about a month ago for Green Profit, and I'm going to reference this so people can turn to it if they want. If they look, they Google up, how do tree humpers prevent pregnancy? Or my name.
What does tree humper mean?
It's just a funny term, you know, tree hugger. Well, you know, taking it to the ecosexuality side, I just, you know, thought tree humper was cute. When it comes to condoms are not necessarily the best environmental way to prevent pregnancy. However, they serve their purpose. In that if you are with multiple partners or you're not sure your partner's sexual history and you need to want to prevent sexually transmitted diseases, it's a good choice. Then you've got to say, am I using a condom that isn't going to cause more problems? There's a company that is called Love Begins with L. It was started by an American photojournalist, Tanya Frankel. I did an interview with her and wrote about her story. This condom company makes condoms that are environmentally friendly from sustainably harvested rubber from Malaysia. And the nice thing about this, the product, the condoms, for every condom that is bought in the United States, they're going to distribute them to third world countries in Africa and part of the Middle East for women who don't have access to condoms. Because in many of those countries, they'll get without a condom for 2 months. And so women are not empowered to protect themselves from sexually transmitted diseases. And we know the AIDS crisis in the Africa region of the world is serious. So
It's huge. I missed a word that you said. You said something about 2 months, something about 2 months.
They can be without a condom in regions in Africa for 2 months. The health ministry can be completely without a condom to distribute. So with L, condoms that are environmentally friendly, that also do a charitable service, because for every condom purchased in the United States and Canada, I believe, they distribute condom for free through the areas that her philanthropy works with. And it's predominantly in Africa and I think some parts of the Middle East, the North Africa, Middle East region.
So the name again is Love Condoms from Love Begins with L.
LoveBeginsWithL.com.
Okay, that's great. We need to take another break here for a second. So we're going to break on this. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about condoms. Then we'll talk about lubricants. And then we have a bunch of other things to talk about in terms of green sexuality. It's fabulous. Today I am talking with Tina Marie Bernard, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and we're talking about how to become more conscious in your sexuality, in your lovemaking, in every aspect. So how to become conscious. Eco-sex is about the connection of your sexuality to everything, from what you put in your body to how you love. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects? If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm talking about ecosexuality with Tina Marie Bernard, and she is a huge, vast body of knowledge of all these things that are going on in this very new way of being conscious about our own sexuality. I mean, some people are just waking up to the fact that they actually can like sex and they can like their bodies, and you're going to this whole other extreme of not only do you like your body, but you really think about. It's like going shopping in the supermarket and reading the ingredients. I mean, it's only just the last decade that people are conscious about the things in their food and the additives and the the way foods are genetically altered and all these things. And now we're looking at rubber being farmed sustainably and all this. This is so great. It's vast. So you were talking about love begins with L condoms.
Let's expand a little into, say, birth control in general, because everybody listening has to decide how they want to prevent pregnancy and the transmission of diseases. Condoms are not necessarily the most environmentally friendly way. I mean, what do you do with a used condom? You know, landfill somewhere. So other options that people can consider, you know, birth control pill. Now, 50 plus years ago when the birth control pill came out, it revolutionized female sexuality because we now had a very powerful tool to say, I'm not going to get pregnant right now. I'm going to be able to have sex without the repercussions of unwanted pregnancy. And that was critical to the emancipation of women in the world. Now, let's talk about some of the drawbacks. There is, not just from the birth control pill or oral contraceptives or hormone replacement, but also in the agribusiness uses hormones extensively and hugely. Those hormones that are secreted from women's urine and also from the use in both agricultural and also animal welfare. And those hormones, those compounds have made it into our waterways. And we see the problems with some of these in the feminization of certain species, amphibians, et cetera. We see what's happening with fish. We see bird species. These are documented in scientific journals. It's not something I'm making up. And they've now attributed it to continual low dose exposure to these hormone compounds, these synthetic hormones. The precocious puberty in, there was a study last year, precocious puberty in Chinese girls as young as 7 years old developing breasts. Girls as young as seven developing breasts. This is precocious puberty. It's happening too soon. The use of hormones in the milk production. We see the women's breasts, even weight gain, have gained a full cup size in just over two generations globally in a British study. So these have all been circumstantially linked to hormone use. If you want to become more sexually, eco-sexually aware, you've got to consider, do I want to put these in my body? Because they're going to end up going through my body and then end up in the environment, the biosphere. And while the science is still somewhat ambiguous, it's solid enough for me, my background is in science, to say, this is not something that I want to do. There are other ways I can prevent pregnancy. One of the most environmentally friendly ways for someone to prevent pregnancy, not disease, just pregnancy, is the copper IUD. When I learned that through reading EcoSex, the book by Stephanie Iris Weiss, I was stunned. You know, I had the image in my mind of the IUD being this horrible device back in the 70s and 80s and caused all these, you know, women to have problems. And they've refined it. They've tweaked it. And now we know that in terms of impact on the planet, it has the lowest footprint.
Tell you, I mean, when you say that, I have to say I had a horrible, I actually sued a company, a pharmaceutical company, because I had internal damage from not a copper seven, the Delcon shield I had in me, and it expelled itself and I almost died. So I couldn't walk for a few weeks. I mean, luckily I knock wood, I'm okay. But so I remember it was the rage. It was amazing. Yeah. And I didn't want to take birth control pills anymore, but not for the reasons that you're describing. The reasons you're describing, this is amazing. So I understand, but I haven't heard about the IUD in so long. It seems like it's a relic that belongs in a women's museum.
I was very surprised too. There are other natural rhythm methods and something called the Justice method, which I don't know very much about, but a website out of Canada called ecosex.ca provides information on the Justice method, which is a way a woman can measure her body temperature and test her secretions to see her to know when she's fertile.
So, and when you say that Justice, it's like justice, J-U-S, or
J-U-S-T-I-S-S-E, Justice method.
Okay.
Now, so ecosexuality doesn't necessarily make things there's no one right answer when it comes to birth control. It really depends on each individual. I was done having my children, and so I had my tubes tied. That was my ecosexual way. At the time I had that done, it wasn't because I was an ecosexual, but that was, to me, the least invasive way to prevent pregnancy. A huge topic in all of this is really the idea of population. Sex ecology also has some political social ramifications. There are some 6+ billion people on the planet right now. The estimates are that by 2050, we'll be over 9 billion people. And websites like populationmatters.org will tell you we don't have the resources right now to distribute adequate food and water to all those people. And that one of the most pressing problems facing humanity these days is population growth. And so many people are now starting to realize that unfettered children, having children just for the sake of having children, has some consequences that need to be considered. So ecosexuality also asks us to consider, are we even going to, each individual, am I going to have children just for the sake of children if there's a likelihood that our species could actually populate itself to extinction? You know, it's very vast that way. And that's my background, where my presence in the Middle East takes place, because the Middle East is one region where the family size is actually quite high compared to what's needed to sustain a culture. So that magic number is 2.1 live births per couple. That is what maintains a society, a culture.
So I need to ask you a question here. So you actually located yourself in the Middle East so that you could study this, or so that you could make a difference on this size number?
No, that's just something I learned from my research. My background is in science and research, so when I was sort of tasked to start learning about ecosex, my inner science geek kind of stepped up to the plate and said, oh, this is my stuff, let me reach this. So, no, I learned about the consequences or the repercussions of population growth through learning about ecosexuality. So
this is the
political icky stuff that people don't want to hear about. You know, they came from a family of four, they're going to have four kids, darn it, that's what they want. And you know, if you think of all the children who are born in this world who are unwanted or uncared for, famine and drought, et cetera, these are all things that are happening. Global warming is sort of brought into this as well, that our actions as developed countries, what have we done with our resource distribution and usage, and how is that impacting quality of life around the world? It's a vast, vast topic, and it's impossible for one person. It's such an intriguing, fascinating area of study, and it's also incredibly sexy because it's about sex, you know? We need people from all backgrounds to delve into this. The population growth is an important part of it. So something someone can do if they want to be more ecological in their reproductive life is to really be thoughtful about how many children do you want? And every additional mouth on this planet needs to be thought about.
That's a perfect point to take a break on. Every mouth to feed is a consideration on this planet. It's so important. I am talking to Tina Marie Bernard today about ecosex. I'm getting a total education, and it turns out it's things I knew about, things I didn't know about. I had no idea when I contacted her to find out about ecosex, what we were going to be talking about, and I'm thrilled about what we're talking about. So if you just tuned in, I'd love to invite you to stay with us. We're still going to get back to certain chemicals in the lubricants that you use, and we've just expanded this topic into the whole globe and the universe. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, a program about sex and happiness. Today we're talking about going green in your sexuality and being really conscious when you have sex, making choices. It's more than all the things people are faced with, like preventing sexually transmitted infections and diseases. We're talking about the whole nine yards. If I want to have sex, what am I going to do consciously to prevent hormones from going into the water sources? And what am I going to do to prevent pregnancy? And how many mouths do I want to feed? This is really huge. And it's a big job. I'm so glad I got you on the show talking about this. Just amazing stuff. So I do want to go back to what's in just the chemical name of things to avoid in lubricants. But I was so inspired in our last segment when we were talking about the billions of people on the planet and how many we're expecting. I spend a lot of time in India, so I spend time in a place where there's a billion people. Yes. And I can tell you that walking in the streets of Delhi, it's like being on a different planet. There's so many people. The rush of the crowds, the hands that are out begging. And we don't want this to happen everywhere on this planet.
No.
So, and I love going there. I love the culture. I love the people. I love the land in India. And still, we don't want so many hands begging everywhere else on the planet. It's just, it's heart wrenching. So
we don't need suffering. We don't need that suffering. And we have the means within us. It just takes a paradigm shift, you know, on a bigger scale for us to provide and create a life that is harmonious, sustainable, and safe for everybody. And ecosexuality is just one area that interests me that can lead us to that place. But let's get to your very practical question. Yes. About what products. Rather than give a bunch of chemical names, I'm going to give people some tricks. If you're looking at the back of a product that you want to buy lubrication, I don't want to name any over-the-counter products, but chances are if you're buying it over-the-counter at your local pharmacy, it's a big no-no. I don't want them to sue me, which is why I'm not going to name any brand names.
Sure, I get it. I get it. And it's fine.
I'm just one little writer. I don't need them coming after me. Look at the back. If you see any words that start with methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L, or ethyl, those are petroleum-based products. Don't put it anywhere near your nether bits. If it says sodium laureth sulfate or lauryl sulfites, those are irritants. And so don't use it. You find products that are silicone-based lubrications can be good, and they can be inert. They're inert usually. So as far as being ecosexually neutral, silicone-based lubrications tend to be okay. You have to be careful with natural oil-based, because in some cases, for some women in particular, they can be more prone to yeast infections. Also, oil-based lubrications do not work very well with condoms, so you have to be aware of that.
Well, they don't prevent sexually transmitted diseases. They break down. What the condoms are made of.
Yes. So, you know, expect natural rubber condom and an oil lubrication. Not a good plan. Then there are water-based. I have an article called "The Ins and Outs of Natural Vaginal Lubrication" on Green Profit. That's got more details. So people can, and also has lots of links in that article to direct people to more of the specifics. Glycerin is a product that some people say is not good to use in a lubrication. Other people say it's not a problem. If it is a natural sourced glycerin, it's okay. At least that's the consensus. There's not 100% consensus on these topics either. So, you know, it's an organic field. It's a new philosophy, and there's a lot of people who are just starting to ask the questions, so we don't have definitive answers.
Yeah.
If you want a jar of something by your bedside that's generally safe to use, that can be fun for adult play, and you're in a long-term monogamous partnership where pregnancy and STDs are not an issue, get yourself a jar of organic coconut oil.
I knew you were going to say that. That's my favorite lubricant.
I mean, it's like a no-brainer, right? I mean, and it's very sexual. I mean, and it tends to not be problematic for women who get yeast infections. It doesn't promote the development of yeast or bacteria in the vaginal region for most women. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but for most women, it's not a problem. And it's tasteless and odorless and all those good things. So first-pressed organic coconut oil is sort of a must-have. Plus, it's good for massages. And if your kids accidentally open that drawer next to your bedside, there's no embarrassment. It's just mommy's lotion.
Right. It's coconut oil. Well, I put coconut oil all over my body every day. I put salt in it. And I make salt scrub out of it. So it's best.
One of my companies, again, do provide this. Some of the major retailers have lubrications. Trust Oil is a medium that you can also use for intimate acts. And it's a new company out of Canada. I only promote products that I actually have tried and I like. If somebody sends me something and I don't like it, I don't want to say anything unpleasant, so I won't write a review. I won't ever mention it. So if I'm mentioning something in an article or here in an interview, it's because I, from personal experience, found that the product was enjoyable.
One thing to mention, you ought to try Silk. I don't know if you've tried Silk, S-Y-L-K. That used to be one of my sponsors on this show, and it's made from natural kiwi vines. So I like it a lot. It doesn't have anything harmful in it.
More and more, the variety is increasing. There are more and more companies out there. And so, you know, it's not too difficult to find. Eden's Fancies, again, sells it. Good Vibration sells them. Ecosex.ca sells them. Good Clean Love sells these products. So they're available for people online or in the stores.
Well, we're kind of running down. We're running to the top of the hour here. So I want to find out, first of all, we've mentioned Green Profit as greenprofit.com. as a place where people can find your articles, and they're obviously archived, so they can find out how to get more information about ecosexuality, about you. And then there's Tina Marie Bernard, so we're going to spell that out because just so people don't miss you. So it's Tina, T-I-N-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, just the exact way it sounds. TinaMarieBernard.com to find out more about you specifically. It's wonderful to know that you exist.
Thank you.
what do you want to leave people with? Like, if you were to summarize the whole topic and throw a ball that people, if they had a big catcher's mitt, could catch, what would you want them to be catching from your message?
I want them to know that green sex is the safest, most pleasurable way to seduce the people that they love, that it is the least harmful to them, that it's the most fun, that it's not sacrificing whatsoever things that you enjoy to do, but in fact, it's using things and experiencing things and knowing love and sexual pleasure in a way that is pure and free and focused on everything that's good and wonderful about sexuality. I say Mother Earth doesn't need us to survive, but we need her. So better make sure she comes first. And you do that just by embracing being slightly more conscious and making love wonderfully safe and green. It's not hard to do at all.
It's so good.
It's fun. It's really what it's about, is making it safe and fun.
Thank you so much. What an education I've gotten today and everyone's gotten from being with you. Thank you. So I'm blown away with Tina Marie Bernard now. I just want to let everyone know what a great topic and how wonderful what you're doing, the message. Thank you so much. I want to remind people to check out my new teleseminars. You can get them at butterflyworkshops.com now. They're available in MP3 format. I have Expanded Orgasm for Women, Men's Expanded Orgasm, a whole coaching session on female ejaculation, and couples communication for expanded orgasm, how to speak about it, because people get a little goosey when they're learning new skills and they have to expand and they don't get it right away. Everybody gets a little contracted. So we're talking about expansion and staying expanded, even if you have to make some corrections, getting the ego out of the way. So I want you to check those things out on butterflyworkshops.com. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also follow today's guest, Tina Marie, on Modern Love Muse on Facebook. Is that correct?
That's correct. My fan page is Modern Love Muse. At Twitter, I'm Modern Love Muse. You can email me, modernlovemuse@yahoo.com.
Wonderful. We will thank you so much. Really, thank you for being my guest today. It was my pleasure to meet you and to talk with you about all this. And I'm going to be more conscious.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Lots of green orgasms.
Thank you. I'm signing off now for Sex and Happiness. I hope you are sexy and happy. Bye-bye now. Until the next time. Oh, stay tuned. I'll be speaking about seduction, the art of seduction, on my next show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to know-